Good morning, Pensacola. This is Walker Wilson filling in for Andrew McKay here on News Radio 92.3 and 1620. We are lucky enough to have Sheriff Chip Simmons here in the studio today, and want to thank you for coming in and help making this show possible and keeping me in check as much as possible, too.
I don't know if that's possible, but good morning, Walker. How are you?
Doing good. Hanging in there. I know we just had the chairman of the school district on, Mr. David Williams, and so maybe a good segue is touched a little bit about the lockdown that occurred at Pine Forest High School last week.
Yeah, I heard a little bit about your conversation, and I really would like to say first that there's a great deal of coordination and cooperation with the school district, whether that's the school board, whether that's the superintendent, Keith Leonard, or whether that's the school, individual school principals. We do a lot of training together. So we're all on the same page. So we know when there's a lockdown, which means basically you close the doors and no one's allowed in or out until we can get a handle on things. And that's what happened at Pine Forest last week. It was more of a coincidence. We were already investigating a threat, a social media threat, that while we didn't believe it was legitimate, we want to make sure that we run down all of these threats. And while we're doing this investigation, we understand that there were 4 to 5 students that went into Pine Forest High School through a different route, not the general route. And so we just, again, abundance of caution, we wanted to make sure that these two weren't connected, and we did so. And ultimately, we found out that the students were just trying to avoid getting tardy, I guess a tardy checkoff. And then we ran down the threats, and we ended up finding out who made those social media threats. And then we're going to present that to the judge for review. So, again, it's important for people to understand that we take these threats serious. They're not jokes. You can't do this because it disrupts everything. And we don't know what's a legitimate threat and what is something we need to act on. So we act on everything to a certain degree. I know there are some people were wondering if we have to do that every time. I think when you look back at some of the school incidents and incidents at different places, you can always find something that they could have done, should have done. In hindsight, they wish they'd have taken different action. So we want to make sure we're not in that situation.
Right. You certainly want to, take as much caution as you can with something like that. And, you'd rather check things out and there be nothing than find out, some other way. And I know a lot of times they are on social media nowadays. Students you want to encourage them to tell their parents if they see something, odd like that on social media so they can get in contact with you guys. I know that's probably how you find out a lot, or you may have folks that are kind of looking through social media for stuff like that too.
So. Absolutely. Again, it's I've had kids go through the Skeena McKenna School District. Mm-hmm. I've gone through the school district. I have grandchildren now in the school district, and I would want law enforcement to check all of these out. I don't want them to just ignore them. All this doesn't seem legitimate or anything like that. I want them to run those down and to make sure that there is not some problem. Again, you can look at Parkland, and everyone will say, mm-hmm. Oh, we knew that kid was problem. We knew there was an issue there. They probably should have run that down. Maybe even Columbine, if you go way back. You got some thoughts on some students that have made threats or were acting a bit irrational. And then I think that people, the citizens of Skamby County, certainly the parents, would expect nothing less from us and Pensacola Police Department.
Yeah. And I know y'all been working on a big project. I can't remember if it's through the foundation or through the sheriff's office directly, but the law enforcement memorial going there kind of on the plaza as you walk into the sheriff's office, and groundbreaking is this Thursday at 2:00.
Yeah, we've been talking about it for the last couple of months. Yeah. But we've always had a memorial of some sort, and people have heard this, I know, but I want to make sure that if there's a new listener, we've always had a law enforcement memorial ceremony, which is typically in May. And the thought, though, was that ours wasn't quite big enough. We've had to put, it's kind of overflow seating and the area around it. It was a triangle, but it was aimed towards the sheriff's office itself. So a lot of people would be able to go into and outside of the sheriff's office and never really notice that there was even a memorial there.
Right.
I felt like we need a little bit more. These are heroes that have made us what we are today. So We wanted to make it where it's two parts. One is the memorial side and one is the plaza side, and that's why we're calling it the Law Enforcement Memorial Plaza. And yes, finally we get to a point where, I say finally, there's been a lot of good work, a lot of back and forth, a lot of hours and angst about this thing, getting it just right. As anyone knows who's come up with a construction project.
Right.
But we're finally at a point where this Thursday we will have the shovels out and we'll do a ceremonial groundbreaking. And that, again, as you mentioned, that is Thursday at 2 o'clock. So everyone's invited. If they want to come by, they certainly can. 2 o'clock, hopefully, be a little bit warmer than early in the morning. and then that will start the construction in earnest. That'll really get it going. And we hope to have it completed actually by May. It's mostly an open plaza area with pavers and a granite wall. So it shouldn't, hopefully it won't take too long.
All right. And this is Walker Wilson filling in for Andrew McKay. We've got Sheriff Chip Simmons here in the studio. Sheriff Simmons, you just got sworn in. I was able to swing in for a moment for your ceremony a couple weeks ago. And, you know, one of the things that you highlighted in you know, the address that you kind of gave an update on a State of the Union for the Sheriff's Department in Escambia County. Yeah. One of the highlights is, and I think was just, you know, an amazing program that you've really put on here is the Blazer Academy, and you've got a new Blazer Academy starting in February here in just a couple of weeks.
Yeah, that's one of those things. That's our mentorship program. It's probably one of the best things that we do at the Sheriff's Office. And this year we look to have a male Blazer Academy, a female Blazer Academy, and we're also working on having what we call an alumni, for lack of a better term, alumni meeting, which is we'll put out invites to everyone, all the males that have gone through our male Blazer Academy, and see if they're willing to come on in or have a need or a want really to come back in and let's see how you're doing. We've been doing it now for a couple of years, so some of the kids could conceivably be graduating, they could be 18 years old, but we want to make sure that this program. Let's follow up. Let's see how you're doing. Let's see if there might be an avenue to where we can talk a little bit more to some kids that are maybe not 15, 16, or 13, 14, 15-year-old. Maybe we can talk to those that are 16, 17, 18, even young adults. Let's kind of see where we're at, because it's, you know, the one thing that I think is very valuable is the fact that we were able to be to give time and to be flexible with what they want to talk about. We do have a program, but again, to be flexible, sometimes we'll look at our Blazer Academy and say, okay, today we're going to talk about first impression, say. Mm-hmm. And then, but something comes up. Something is going on in the community. Something's going on in the country. And they want to talk about their role in a community or their role as a parent or their future success. Well, you want to talk about it? Let's talk about it. Let's go with that. And I think that's the value of the Blazer Academy itself. So we're very proud of the academies themselves. And again, this year we're going to try to get an alumni. So if you're there and you've gone through our academy, get ready. You'll probably get an email in the next month or so, and probably just a 2-week session for them. Even if it's for 3 kids, we'll do it.
Yeah.
If it's 30 kids, we'll certainly do it.
That's awesome. And again, just want to commend you and the Sheriff's Department on that program and the good that it's doing for, you know, those young kids' lives and the impact that you're making. And I think that's pretty cool. We were talking, you know, before you came on, at my day job, I'm the executive director of the Downtown Improvement Board. And we deal with a lot of issues downtown that aren't any different than anywhere else in town. But we discussed some kind of homeless in downtown Pensacola and kind of how we see that issue go up and down throughout the year. And just wanted to kind of ask you, there's this new state law that there's no camping in public spaces or, you know, public park. And just how is that, or how is the Sheriff's Department kind of equipping to approach that issue under this new law, and what, you know, do you see and how y'all approach that as you move forward?
Yeah, if I could walk a real quick, let me go mm-hmm. back 1 second, because the two issues that we talked, the two big projects really that we talked about, the Blazer Academy and the memorial, are both funded by the foundation. Mm-hmm. So there's no tax dollars, which I'm obviously very proud of. So the foundation does a really good job of helping us with our engagement platforms and helping with the memorial as well. So getting back to the camping ordinance, this, as people know, the state had passed a state statute regarding no camping on public property unless there's certain criteria that are met. That didn't really direct anything from law enforcement. So Board of County Commissioners created an ordinance that pretty much mirrors the state statute. So bottom line is you can't camp, and no one can camp on public property. What does that mean? That an individual can't stand on a sidewalk with a sign says give me money or I need help? It does not mean that. There's nothing in the statute that gets into that. So what we've been concentrating on is working with, because we do intend to enforce the ordinance, the county ordinance. So we've given out dozens and dozens of warnings, because I don't want to just arrest everyone that we think is camping on his property. Let's give them a day or two to start to educate them. Actually, on our warning, it gives the list of where the resources are, so you can go and find these resources. So we've given out plenty of warnings. We've been working with Kissimmee County Code Enforcement on this thing. And again, all I can tell you is we intend to enforce this ordinance. And if you've been warned once and we come back and you're still camping on public property, you're going to go to jail. We're going to go ahead and put you in the county jail, and then hopefully you can find those resources that you need when you get out.
Yeah, and I think that's that's a great approach, is make sure people know that they're not supposed to be there, give them a warning, give them resources if they need it, or a way to get to resources on that warning, and then again, told you once, they're not going to tell you again, kind of deal. And I'm sure that sheriff's deputies are making sure that that's also a clear message they're getting across when those warnings go out too.
Well, and how do you do this without eventually telling you, look, I've told you once, I've told you twice, or I've warned you, I've given you the resources. We're all humans, and we all have a care and concern for our fellow man. And I think that the deal that I would have is that, look, it's cold out here. This is a place where you can get shelter. This is a place where you can get food. Let's someone can help you, whether it's you need counseling, whether you need food, whether you need a ticket home for to get some family support systems around you. I think that's the direction where we want to go. No one wants to see an individual suffering. Right. And law enforcement, we certainly don't either. And then we also have this ordinance that prohibits camping on public property because the county, Kissimmee County, cannot have people camping on public property either based on the state statute. So I think if we work together, I think that when we continue to give them the warnings and the information about the resources that are available, I think ultimately what you'll see is fewer camping on public property consistent with the state statute.
Great. Well, I want to thank you for coming in today, Sheriff Simmons. And again, we'll see you Thursday, 2:00 at the Sheriff's Office for the groundbreaking for the memorial. And just again, thanks for what all of you do to keep us safe here in Kissimmee County.
You bet. Glad to be here.
Take care.